This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the Pirate Radio Studios in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jackie Drake.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jackie Drake. Thanks for joining us tonight on what is our last show of the fall season.
That's right. Hard to believe it's almost over.
I know, it's gone by fast.
It is, but it's been a great season. We've had some wonderful guests. I hope that our listeners have enjoyed us passing their stories on to them, and I know we've had an awful lot of fun doing it.
We have. It's been great to be able to talk to such great alumni, and it's amazing how pirates everywhere are just able to step up and do good in their communities and represent ECU wherever they are. So it has been a great season, definitely.
Absolutely. And we continue that tradition with our final show today of the fall season with our guest, Monica Palumbo. Monica is the co-host on the Ace and TJ Show, a nationally syndicated morning radio show based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, that you can hear locally on Bob 93.3. Monica was here at ECU from 99 to 2003 before heading out to pursue an acting career in California. And so we look forward to talking to her in a couple minutes.
Absolutely. She's had a really interesting career. She was also a former Miss Sprint Cup and Miss North Carolina USA. She was actually the runner-up in the Miss USA pageant in 2001 and took Miss Congeniality, which is actually such a great title for her. She is so much fun to talk to, and she just absolutely loves ECU. And she, you know, we've been talking, and she has some great memories of her time here. So we are definitely looking forward to talking with her in a little bit.
So now I know, Jackie, you're not very much into sports, right?
No, but, I'm not.
But you had to have heard the announcement that East Carolina will be joining the Big East Conference in football in 2014.
Yep, that was definitely the big news of the week, so we've been hearing all about that. But what do you think, Paul? Do you think it'll be a good thing for us?
I think it is. I think it gets us back to some of the traditional rivalries that we had in the early years of Conference USA with Cincinnati and Louisville and Memphis and some of those other schools that you know, it looks like Conference USA Part 2, but with a whole heck of a lot more money, from what I understand, and being part of the Big East Conference. Having moved here from Connecticut, where I worked at UConn, and being part of the Big East Conference, I know how special that was, you know, in terms of basketball, and football was just beginning to grow. And so it's an exciting move forward for ECU and our athletic program.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to see how everything all plays out. And I know all this, you know, a lot of conferences have been doing a lot of shuffling lately, so it's nice to have ECU finally find a home here. And any word yet on where our other sports and other teams will be going?
Not yet. I think there's a couple of possibilities that I've heard thrown around. Certainly the Atlantic 10 and the Colonial Athletic Association right here in our backyard are two good options for our other 18 sports to be competitive in. The Southern Conference is also here with a couple teams in state and in the region. And so I know that Coach Holland and his team over there are working very hard to place those other 18 sports in a conference where we can continue to be competitive and give them a great college athletic experience.
Yeah, definitely.
So the other big news is the Pirates finished their football season 8-4, and we're heading to a bowl game. It's either going to be St. Petersburg, Florida, or for the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, or the next day on December 22nd to New Orleans for the New Orleans Bowl.
So it all depends, if I'm understanding this right. Now, help me out, Paul, but if I got this right, it all depends on how UCF does tomorrow. Is that right?
It does. So here's the scenario as we break it down. If UCF wins, then they're going to go to the Liberty Bowl, and we'll go to the St. Petersburg Bowl. We'll go to Beef O'Brady's. If Central Florida loses, well, they'll stay at home in the state of Florida. They'll play in the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, and we'll go to New Orleans. And so, either way, it's a good bowl trip for our fan base, and we're excited and we're proud to finish the season 8-4. What a great season for Coach Ruff!
Definitely, it's definitely exciting to be heading to a bowl game. Do we know yet who we're playing or who we might be facing in that?
It's only been speculation at this point. A lot will be determined this weekend as UConn and Pittsburgh play their last games. If they both win, they become bowl eligible, so it could potentially be a Big East opponent in the Beef O'Brady's Bowl. I think right now it's not set in stone, but it's getting close to set in stone that it'll be Lafayette, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, in New Orleans. And so either way, we need to go and we need to travel a lot of fans and we need to win the bowl game.
We do. Well, I think we have some excellent Pirate contacts down in both Florida and Louisiana. So I think we are working on, Paul, is that right? Our staff are working on getting some events together?
Absolutely. Well, definitely. Just like we've done at all the other bowl games we've gone to over the past 6 years, we'll make sure that we celebrate our bowl trip in style with a Pirate party in either of the locations. And so we're very excited about that opportunity again.
Yeah, just keep an eye on our website and our newsletter and everything, and we will let you know what we've got planned.
Absolutely. Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life For Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU. And now there are more ways to connect than ever. Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more. But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube. Visit piratealumni.com for more information. Stay connected to ECU through the East Carolina Alumni Association.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life For Me. Now, back to the show.
Our guest today is no stranger to radio. Monica Palumbo is finishing a stint as co-host on the Ace and TJ Show, a nationally syndicated morning radio show based in Charlotte, North Carolina. With over 10 years of media experience, Monica began her career when she won Miss North Carolina USA in 2001. After spending various marketing, advertising, and TV roles, she spent 4 years as Miss Spring Cup for the NASCAR Spring Cup Series. And we're excited to have her on the show today. Monica, welcome to the show.
That was a great introduction. Was it a tongue twister or what?
A little bit.
Monica, you just made my day because I wrote that.
No, I thought it was great. Thank you.
I got to admit, I'm a little nervous to have a nationally syndicated radio star on our radio show here.
Yes,
so.
Paul, we got to step up our game.
That's right. Bear with us a little bit here.
Oh, no, you guys are great.
Monica, tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, I'm born and raised in Charlotte, and we're big football fans. And my mom said, well, A, I need to go somewhere in-state, and B, somewhere with the football team. And I thought, the furthest place away from Charlotte is Greenville, North Carolina. So I went there and took a tour and just fell in love, and just fell in love with Greenville because it's a place that's just dedicated to the university. As a college town, and it's based around East Carolina, and I just loved that.
Well, we're glad you found your way out here, and you mentioned you really enjoyed the football games. Tell us, what are some of your favorite memories of your time at ECU?
Oh, wow. Just tailgating. I know that sounds bad, doesn't it? Just tailgating. I loved everything about my experience. The football games, I was involved in the theater program there, also in student government all 4 years. And just everything about the school I love. Chico's is one of my favorite places. So it was just a lot of fun.
That's great. Alumni often tell us that it's the people of East Carolina that make it such a special place. Was there one person on campus that you looked to or who made your experience especially memorable?
I can't think of just one person. When I think about East Carolina, it was really just the people. When you go from high school into college, it's a pretty scary experience. And I remember my first few months there, I just thought, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming. But it was the people there, the camaraderie, that made that experience just so memorable and so much fun. I wouldn't have changed a thing, because I get asked all the time, why did you choose East Carolina? And it was just because I felt like even the city coming from Charlotte, it was everything was based around East Carolina, and that was top priority, and I really, really liked that.
Monica, you were here during the flood. Tell us what you remember about that.
Well, I remember it was my first month or first 2 weeks in school, and I was up on College Hill staying in Acock, and I just remember I had a few friends that were in Tar River, and all of their stuff was submerged underwater, and it was insane. But I do remember all of us students really coming together, really helping each other out through that crisis.
We're talking with Monica Palumbo, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me.
Monica, tell us, things kind of kicked off for you when you won Miss North Carolina USA. Tell us how that kind of got your career started, and what was that experience like?
Yeah, it was neat. I never grew up as a pageant girl. I wasn't, Honey Boo Boo or anything. growing up doing these pageants throughout my life, it was something that happened. I was a sophomore East Carolina, and I was wanting to get into the theater program and to pursue a career in the entertainment industry. But being from North Carolina, or being from Charlotte, my family had no clue how to even get into that industry. So I started getting online, and I noticed that Halle Berry and all these people had done pageants. And that's how they kind of broke into the industry. So I thought to myself, hey, I'll just go out for Miss North Carolina and just kind of see what it's about. And I remember telling my mom that, and she goes, you are crazy. You're so not a pageant girl. And I did it. And randomly, I just won my first year, and it was insane. And I think the reasoning is because I wasn't programmed. I didn't have all the politically correct answers, and I do think that's the only reason why I got through. But it was a great experience. I mean, it builds your self-confidence. It gets you in front of people. You're learning how to interview. And I wouldn't have changed it for the world. It was fantastic. We got to go to Gary, Indiana, which is right outside of Chicago. But Donald Trump is head of the Miss Universe, the whole organization. So he was opening a casino there. So he took us to Gary, Indiana for 2 weeks. And
I was going to say, Gary, Indiana sounds like a punishment, not an exotic trip. But
I know. And the next year, I think they got to go to Las Vegas or something. So we got the bad end of the deal at Gary, Indiana. But it was neat to be in that atmosphere, with live television, and to see how that works. It was just fascinating to me.
So you are a real-life Miss Congeniality then?
I guess so. Yeah, I actually won it that year, too.
For real?
For real.
Yeah, I did. So I got Miss Congeniality. It was the same year that the movie was coming out on home video. So Warner Brothers did a tour with Sandra Bullock and I. She's an East Carolina girl.
Right, right.
Kind of claiming that I was the real life one, and we did a little tour for the, not her and I, but separate different tours to promote the movie to come out.
That's wonderful. Now, a lot of our listeners are probably familiar with the NASCAR Sprint Cup series, but they may not know about the role of Miss Sprint Cup. Share with our listeners what that experience was like, what the role of Miss Sprint Cup was, and what that experience was all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when you think of the word Miss, you automatically think of a pageant. And Miss Sprint Cup was completely different. No pageants involved at all. But NASCAR is based on traditions, and they used to have a Miss Winston for years and years and years, and at the end of the race, when the driver won, a Miss Winston would stand there and give the driver a kiss. Well, once Sprint took over, they wanted to make a Miss Sprint Cup a spokesperson, an ambassador for the sport, and to promote the race and Sprint products through media. And so I went in thinking, this is great, travel the NASCAR circuit, and I had also been working for NASCAR the year before as an MC out of the track. So I was familiar with the sport and traveling. So I got to do Miss Sprint Cup for 4 years and travel to all the races and interview drivers, do stuff for the Speed Channel, NASCAR.com, radio, just pumping the crowd up for the sport and promoting Sprint products.
Can you, Jackie, can you think of a better spokesperson than a former Miss North Carolina USA that's originally from Charlotte? I mean, you can't build a better representative for NASCAR than Monica Palumbo.
Yeah, absolutely.
I loved it.
Well, Monica, tell us how you got into radio, and this is the question I've been waiting to ask. What's it like being a co-host on the Ace and TJ show? I listen to you guys in the morning and enjoy it. So what's it like working with those guys?
It's more like a referee, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it. I'm trying to calm one down. It is so much fun. I actually was a guest on their show last May, so over a year and a half ago. And it was right as they were leaving networks and or leaving their network, and they were just going to be syndicated for 7 months. So they asked me to come in and fill in on my mornings off. So I did, and that was like once or twice a week. And then once my contract ended with Sprint, they asked me to be full time with them. So that's just how it unraveled. I didn't study radio. I never went to classes for radio. I was just, it just kind of happened. And it is so much fun. I absolutely love it. I mean, get paid to talk and laugh and joke around and argue and hang out with your brothers pretty much for 4 hours on air. So it is awesome.
Now, you replaced Gwen in that role, and when you leave the position, are they going to find another East Carolina girl to come in and do that job?
I tell them they have to. I mean, obviously, East Carolina girls are the best, so they got to find another pirate out there.
Absolutely. You're listening to A Pirate Life for Me, and we're talking with Monica Palumbo. Well, Monica, talk a little bit about how your time as a theater major helped prepare you for the career that you're pursuing now.
Oh, I mean, it built the foundation for where I am now and hopefully what's next. But everything that I was taught, everything I learned in theater really helped in every aspect. I mean, you think of radio, you are behind the camera, but you're still a voice. Theater teaches you how to storytell, how to enunciate, how to project, improvise. And that's radio. You have to feed off of a person. So it really prepared me, even when I MC events, being on stage, having that role, and even pageantry. You're playing, you know, you are yourself during the interview, but when you're on stage, you're playing a part, and that's all about theater. So it definitely laid the foundation out for me, for sure.
Well, you've definitely done a lot, you know, Miss North Carolina USA, Miss Sprint Cup, the Ace and TJ show, and all these other appearances. What are you most proud of, or what's one of your proudest accomplishments?
I would have to say when I was a student at East Carolina, Kelly Ripa had just joined the show Live with Regis and Kelly, and she was leaving for a maternity break. And so they were auditioning people for a week of college co-host. So I just did a quick video and turned it in, didn't think twice about it. And because in this industry, I mean, you guys know how it is. You have to just throw yourself out there for every opportunity there is. And I've had the door slammed in my face hundreds of times, and I still do today. But I was putting myself out there again, and I got a call to be the Friday morning fill-in for Kelly Ripa. And that was probably the best experience I have ever had. An hour live on TV with Regis. It was unreal.
Do anybody, when you tell your story to people, do they just look at you and say you're absolutely ridiculous that all this has happened to you? I was sitting in my dorm room at ECU and I decided, why not? Let's just apply to be a co-host with Regis.
Yeah, and, not every job happens like that. There are hundreds of things I've applied for and have not gotten. I'm just very persistent, and it has helped me along the way. You know, I'm very driven, and people think, oh, you're just lucky. No, you know, you have to work for these things. So it's paid off.
Absolutely. So you're leaving the Ace and TJ show now soon, and I understand they're having a lot of fun with the departure. The whole tribute to Monica that's going on. What's next for you in your career?
Well, it's I would love to build a career with the Ace and TJ show, but I married an East Carolina boy, and he has a business in Raleigh. So I am, you know, moving to have a marriage and live with my husband, and I don't know what's next. All this happened 2 weeks ago, and I'm, you know, putting myself out there yet again, so we will see what's next. I don't know if it's radio in Raleigh or back into NASCAR or something new. I don't know yet.
You know, if your past is an indicator of your future, it's going to be something big, and we're going to be hearing a lot more about you in the future. Monica, I'd like to thank you for being a guest on our show and allowing us to share your story with the Pirate Nation. It's the work of alumni like you that increases the prominence of our university and adds value to every East Carolina degree, and for that we're truly grateful.
Oh, well, thank you. You just gave me chills. And I'm honored to be on the show, and I'm very proud to be a Pirate.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
The East Carolina Alumni Association is your connection to ECU. And now there are more ways to connect than ever. Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more. But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube. Visit piratealumni.com for more information. Stay connected to ECU through the East Carolina Alumni Association.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to A Pirate's Life for Me, and thanks again to Monica Palumbo for coming on the show and telling us about her amazing media career. Isn't it?
She had some great stories.
She did.
She?
I mean, it's almost like, well, you know, I just woke up and I rode my bike and I crashed and I became Miss USA.
You know? Almost on accident. No, yeah. She's just got such a great attitude about everything, and she just seems so open to everything and just loves what she does. So that's great.
One day I got sick and, you know, went to the doctors and Regis Philbin called me.
Yeah.
You know? You know, just like the luckiest person alive, but I know that her hard work and preparation set her up to have that kind of luck. And so it's a great story, and we're We're excited that we can pass that on to the Pirate Nation.
Yeah, we are proud to call her a pirate.
Absolutely. Well, now is the time of the show, Jackie, where we like to ask, are you a member?
Of course, the number one reason to join the East Carolina Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But there are so many reasons to join.
Membership shows a commitment to the university and pride in supporting the programs that make East Carolina a strong and successful community. The excellence we have achieved in the arts, teacher and nurse preparation, world-class medical training, and accessible online education, coupled with our multi-million-dollar economic impact, explains why there's no doubt people call us the University for North Carolina. Through the association, alumni will always have a place within the university, and the university will always have a place in the lives of our alumni. Growth and recognition of the university will ensure the true value and impact of every East Carolina degree.
Of course, there are many benefits of membership, like getting all the latest updates and reduced member pricing to our great events. But we encourage alumni to join not for what they get, but for what they can give through their support. Your membership allows us to strengthen the university, sponsor student organizations, fund scholarships, recognize faculty, honor alumni, and keep everyone connected throughout the Pirate Nation.
Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
We hope you enjoyed this final episode of the fall season of A Pirate's Life for Me. We will be on hiatus for the holidays, but we'll return in the spring semester on January 11th. So in the spring, the show airs every second and fourth Friday, so be sure to tune in or check us out online. We do have all our episode recordings posted at piratealumni.com.
From everyone here at the East Carolina Alumni Association and Pirate Radio, we want to wish all our listeners a happy holidays and a great new year. Be sure to join us again in January right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 for another episode of A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.